Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Steve, you're talking about movies, and is there anything more L.A. than learning about the coronavirus pandemic only after emerging from a 12-day meditation retreat in the desert? This actually happened to Oscar winner Jared Leto, who posted about just such an experience on social media. Wow, 12 days ago, I began a silent meditation in the desert. He wrote on an Instagram post, "We were totally isolated. No phone, no communication. We had no idea what was happening outside of the facility. Walked out yesterday into a very different world, one that's been changed forever. Mind-blowing, to say the least. I'm getting messages from friends and family. Hope you and yours are okay, sending positive energy and vibes. Stay inside. Stay safe." Is there anything more Jared Leto than being in a desert on a meditation retreat and emerging from behind a cactus to find out that the world is a different place?
You got to think he was like, wait, what now? I mean, because like the rest of us, like, we saw it coming. You kept hearing people debating the severity. So it wasn't a surprise for him. Like, there's none of it. Mm-hmm. He just walks out one day like, "Jared, you shouldn't be outside.
I'm back, man." Why were you either home or away from home for a while? 844-999-OLA.
Real quick, responding to some comments. Someone wanted to know the name of the movie I just watched. It was, Contagion. Contagion, right. The other one is Outbreak. So they said, "Hey, man, if you've never seen Outbreak, 95, that was what, Dustin Hoffman and Morgan Freeman.
I remember that.
Says, if you truly want to be terrified of a virus, now that is scary stuff." Yeah, you know, it is what it is, man. What can you do? Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. So, Jerry, were you home or away?
I was away. In 2008, I got the pleasure of flying around Alaska for 3 months in a homemade 500-pound airplane.
How many times did you think you were going to die in this homemade airplane?
Only once.
Okay.
Was it a true pleasure to fly around Alaska in a homemade airplane?
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. Seeing everything from about 2,000 feet is just a phenomenal way to see the world.
How much state do you think you got? I mean, obviously, Alaska is a massive, massive place. But, I mean, what are some of the cooler visuals that you got to see? Other than, like, the tops of pine trees. What else?
A bunch of old mines, gold mines. Like, one was on the side of a hill. It's, like, amazing that people could actually figure out how to get up to that spot.
Because someone said there's gold up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
You'll find a way.
There's a naked woman on top of that mountain. All right.
Right.
So, what were you up there with?
And there's also a bunch of, there's a big area that has sand dunes, which was really crazy. Flying over that, it like got hot.
Why were you there?
Just for fun. I was dating this guy, and he had an airplane and was going to Alaska for 3 months. So I went with him. We actually left from Wall, South Dakota, and flew all the way to the northeast.
In his
northwest corner of Alaska.
In his homemade airplane.
Yep.
Did he have to convince you for a while to hop in his plane and take off? Or were you like, hell yeah, let's just do it?
Guys, hell yeah, let's go.
Okay, and what about when you were crossing the Rocky Mountains and all that? You said it was only 2,000 feet. Was the plane able to get a little bit of elevation at least?
Oh, yeah, we could get over, you know, we obviously crossed. But we picked the path, yeah. You know, where it was a lower place to cross. And basically, you know, going from one little town to the next. And once you get past Fairbanks, there's no roads anymore. So most people get around by airplane.
A quick question. You said during the 3 months that you did this, and credit to this guy, in a homemade plane, you only actually thought you might die once. What was the situation?
We were flying into NOATAC, and I think it was NOATAC anyways, no, Unicleat, and all of a sudden the airplane started making all this random crazy noise, like, blah, blah. And
I'm in Alaska, see?
Yeah, I'd be scared too, all right.
We called Nome to let them know that we were on our way to the airport. And luckily, I mean, we made it to the airport, and it was just a muffler went out. We were able to fix it there in the airport.
How many miles were you able to fly before you had to stop and refuel?
We usually wasn't having to stop and refuel. It's usually because your butt got hurt or you had to pee.
Okay.
And we usually travel 3 or 4 hours a day.
Wait. You're telling me, so like a car trip with the kid.
Right, exactly.
You're in a plane at 2,000 feet, and you're like, hey, baby, I hate to bring this up, but I really got to pee. And he would put this thing down. He put down a plane so that you could pee.
Oh, no. But we were both kind of on the same schedule, but you didn't drink a lot of water while you were in the airplane. It was going to be a long travel day.
Now, was this a kit plane, or is he just like some kind of an engineer and was able to manufacture a plane in his garage?
No, it was a kit.
Okay.
But big enough for two people and big enough for your luggage and all that.
Oh, well, we only had one change of clothes. So we had one pair of clothes that we were wearing, and the other pair of clothes would be packed.
For Alaska.
So it wasn't like we had luggage.
What did you guys smell like at the end of the trip? At the end of 3 months, two sets of clothes. I mean, what are we smelling? Did you wash the clothes, or did you just throw them away?
We would stop in places and shower.
Okay, all right.
Was that a trip?
The longest I think we went without being in a town was like 2 weeks.
Would you do this trip again now?
Yes.
You would in a heartbeat? Was it one of those once-in-a-lifetime things that you still think about?
Yes, it was. And I still go back and look at my pictures sometimes.
Are you still friends with a guy?
Yeah, he's living up in Alaska. He's married now.
Okay. He's probably got a nice plane now.
Yeah, oh, yeah, now he's got the good one.
Exactly. One that he did build in his garage.
Big enough for the kids.
That would scare the living hell out of me.
I would do it, though.
I mean, yes.
I would do it because I'm listening to her, man. And look, if you don't die, it's probably a positive thing. So once you're over the initial fear of, like, I hope the son of a bitch knew what he was doing, I think it'd be a good time.
Sure. I just would be worried about the mechanical aspects of the plane.
See, I wouldn't take you because I know how you are. You would worry about everything. Hey, man, did you go through everything on the checklist? Yes, Miles, I went through everything on the checklist. Well, I didn't see you go over there. Like, you would drive me crazy.
Didn't you have one of those dads that, like, before you even went on a road trip, be like, got the oil changed?
Yes, absolutely.
I got the coolant changed.
Yep.
I got the belts tightened. I got air put in the car. I got the alignment taken care of.
Because when he didn't, I almost witnessed my parents get an instant divorce. We were in Oklahoma. We were in Oklahoma.
Just in case something would happen to the car.
We were driving to Texas. The Volkswagen bus, the air conditioning went out. And it was, I believe, 103 degrees.
Which didn't even work when it was working.
But it was 103 degrees outside. And again, you know, when you're a little kid, my parents at least made an effort to try not to make the deep-heated arguments too obvious. But you can just sense the tension. Like, the air truly just thickens around you, you know. So my brother and I are smart enough to know to, like, let's not speak to them right now. And they're very quiet. What we found out later for my father was, my mother had made it very clear, the air conditioning had broken down. We're stuck in a car. He wanted to just keep driving all the way to Houston. That's like another 12 hours, but it had to be like maybe 115 inside of this, 103 outside. So we tried to open the windows. It felt like just opening an oven door.
Yeah.
It's just heat roaring. And so, again, everyone in the car is suffering. We're all hot. And as I mentioned earlier, my brother and I knew better than to bitch about this with my father in the car, because obviously he's hot too. Right, and we don't want to have this talk, but my mom, you can see her body language. We find out later, we ended up stopping at a motel. We spent the night. My father had to take the car and get this air conditioning fixed. I believe the ultimatum was, you can get the air conditioning fixed in this car, like, right now. As soon as we find civilization, I don't, you know, F Houston, we're getting this fixed. You can buy me a plane ticket to Houston, you can buy me a plane ticket home, or you can divorce my ass right now. And I, the way my father explained it, like, she wasn't joking. He's like, so, I mean, when I got the air conditioning, got
it fixed. Even if you get it fixed, it didn't work in a bus. Why were you either home or away from home for a while? 844-999-OLA.
Hello! Oh, damn it. Hello, Charles. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Charles, were you home or away from home?
Well, I am home. I'm painting the garage with my friend Mike, who's got a dry cough, but that's just because he had a little chat with Mary Jane.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So,
Mary Jane.
So I was home, or I was away from home for 3 weeks last year. January 17, had my first cataract surgery, went in for my follow-up January 24th. Eye surgeon says, you're supposed to be seeing different. I want you to go get an MRI. 2 days later, I had an MRI. And 3 days after that, I was called in. I sat down with a neuro-oncologist, pulls up my MRI. He says, that's not supposed to be there.
How obvious was it to you when he pointed out whatever it was?
It wasn't supposed to be there. Yeah. Was it a Lego?
The size of a lemon.
Jesus!
In your head?
In my head.
Did your hat size get bigger and you weren't paying attention?
Nope.
It's behind my
frontal lobe, right between the midpoint of my eyebrows. It was putting pressure on my optic nerve.
And you could not feel. I mean, you didn't look like you had a big chrome dome or anything like that. It didn't push your forehead out, look like a caveman or nothing?
Beyond that, no headaches, no blackouts, no nothing other than my cataract surgery. Thank God I had it. Didn't go quite right. And my eye surgeon, to his great credit, knew something was wrong.
Now let me ask you this.
Lemon in your head.
Once they took the lemon out of your head, did the eyes work the way they were supposed to?
And I only need reading glasses after I got my second cataract surgery, and I'm a very lucky guy.
Okay. Well, for someone who has a lemon in their head. But
was it benign or was it cancerous?
It was benign.
Okay.
That's
great
news.
It was a 7-hour surgery, and I spent 3 weeks in Swedish hospital, a week in ICU, and that was the first and only time I've ever done fentanyl.
Oh. And?
And wouldn't even know, because when I woke up, I had 40 staples from temple to temple.
I was going
to
ask you.
What the hell just happened to me?
What, is that what they do? They take it along the hairline?
That's right.
All right. If I look at you now, is it obvious? Scars, you said this happened last year.
Or does it look like, you know what I mean, you've got like a toupee on?
There's a little line up the left eyebrow on the side, and the rest of it's behind my hairline, and you wouldn't even know if I didn't tell you.
So they basically take, they cut you from ear to ear above the top, and then they peel your entire face down.
Yeah.
And then would they crack
into your head off?
Did they crack into your skull, or did they drill into the front of it to get it?
Nope, they take the whole front of your forehead off.
Does that freak you out when you think about it?
You know, they didn't tell me a lot of details before that day. I sat down. Mm-hmm. He said, we had you scheduled for next week, but now we have an opening tomorrow. We want you to check in at noon.
Did you get to take the
lemon? I barely had time to call my sister, my dad, my work, and say, I'm going into surgery tomorrow.
Did you get to keep the lemon? Did they get to put it in the jar and take it home?
No.
Okay.
That's a shame.
It really is.
I know they say it's a biohazard. It's like, yeah, but it was worse in me.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Check out themensroomlive.com. We're open Seattle. A complete list of the restaurants and area services and businesses that are still open for business. By the way, if you go to mensroomlive.com and you're still doing takeout, delivery, whatever handyman service you have, you can put your business on there and let people know that you're still open and doing your thing. A couple of open businesses, guys. Evergreen Lumber in Port Orchard is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 5 for all your home building and home repair needs. If you need any home repair stuff, we always offer free delivery all over the Puget Sound. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Hell Biscuit and Bean and Ballard still has its drive-thru open with a limited menu. Uli's famous sausage gravy is still being served with men's room sausage. Triple Win was supporting us, Uli's, and the Fisher House while supplies last. Our Lake Stevens location is offering a slightly more extensive menu. Uli's sausage gravy is available there, too. Call in orders for curbside pickup only at the Lake Stevens location. Miles, by the way, you loved our food so much at Bourbon and Bacon events. You went through our line five times eating our samples. Love you guys. That from Ryan.
Subtle, man.
This was good, Ryan. It's good.
Seattle takeout, guys. Mr. Euros in Wallingford, Cedars on Brooklyn, U District, Johnny Moe's Pizzeria on Eastlake, Bizarro Italian Cafe in Wallingford, two doors down in Lake Stevens, and Chutney's on Capitol Hill. They're all doing delivery through Caviar. And one more, Steve, which I know you'll appreciate, and this one for our friends down in New Orleans at Bayou 95.7. Guys, we heard you on the radio wanting to know the different restaurants that are open for takeout. I don't know if you all are looking for New Orleans restaurants, because my family and I only saw Seattle and various places listed. However, I figured I'd send you all a restaurant information anyway from our place. Here you go. You should go to Casamino Seafood Restaurant on Magazine Street in New Orleans. Open Wednesday through Sunday from 1 until 8. They are doing takeout. Curbside delivery is available. The last time that Steve and I were together in New Orleans, we were there for Hair Club's birthday, and we went to Casamino's in the Garden District. I took an oyster off the eyeball.
No. You didn't take an oyster off the eyeball. Let's give this place due respect. Miles being Miles said, hey, man.
Chuck that thing my direction.
Flip me an oyster. And the guy's like, well, I mean, I'm just chucking oysters. No, man. Just where you are, flip it to me. So the guy's like, all right. And we get in position.
By the way, he shucks this thing in 1.5 seconds.
And this guy flips this oyster. Miles has his mouth there. He's adjusting his head. This thing lands on his eye.
Bam. I mean, wow. Yeah, that was a place where you walked through the kitchen. It was like Goodfellas.
Mm-hmm.
Like on your way to the bathroom. It was awesome. You could see all the bread all stacked up.
I'm glad they're open.
Got a big fat po' boy in there.
That place is legit. So listen, it doesn't matter what city you're in. If you hear the show and your place is open, let us know, man.
Yeah, shoot us an email. Know.
To and that includes room. You, by the way, Half Moon Saloon in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. We'll take that too.
Yeah.
And now we have time for a few emails in the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Pretty few here, guys. After graduating from Bellevue College in 2013, this is as far as being at home for a while. I spent a few months working from home for a outfit that provided customers whose internet troubles really were on their local computer. The problem is I rarely got outside except to have a smoke on the balcony. I was depressed. The customer's crappy attitudes weren't helping because they treated us like retail staff. The pay was horrible. And by the end, I looked and smelled like hell. Things are better nowadays, naturally, and many changes in my life have made to fix most of my problems. That from Grand Slam. All the Pacholas, as far as North Dakota, guys, my daughter currently lives in Dickinson, North Dakota.
Oh,
got a population about 17,000. Guess what? When the town became a ghost town after the boom, all those housing and apartment prices did not go down. So you pay an exorbitant amount for an okay place in a virtually nothing town. Even all the stores at the mall have closed. She is counting the days when she can say adios to that cow town. It's real close to the Badlands, though, and that's cool. By the way, did you guys know there are two Badlands in the Midwest?
I did not know that.
Waiting for drinking time coming up, guys. It's been a week. That from Vicky.
Vicky? Where the hell's the other Badlands?
Yeah, tell us. Ola Dinosaurs, I began my extended stay at home back in September when I went to rehab. The facility close to my home, so I was able to commute for a month. So I'd not been sober 4 months on April 2nd. Took 5 weeks off for rehab. Then my second week back to work, I injured my hand. Then boom, 3 more months off. Now this. Stay healthy, bitches. That from Jedi Mo. As we move on to some of the birthday emails, Old Bacholas, my oldest boy Noah is 17 today. Mom, Dad, Ozzy, and Layla are pretty glad he is still on this earth with us. Please give him a triple shot of coronavirus-free fish sandwiches. Thank you, guys. That from the dad.
Fish sandwich, your Oregon fish sandwich.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
He wants me to channel my inner West Virginia grandpa about the pros and cons of wrestling.
Oh, wrestling. Okay.
Just talking, talking, talking. I'm going to do this to such and such, and such and such is going to get this sandwich right here. I just want you to wrestle. Yeah, let's see.
Oh, Vitalis, I'm writing to wish my sister Allie a happy 29th birthday. Wonderful sister and friend. More importantly, she is an incredible mom to little Skipper and Kaysen. Thanks for being you and happy birthday. Can she get an original fish sandwich and a Joey chestnut? Thanks, guys, and stay safe. That from Going
fish
Yard.
Fish sandwich.
Joey chestnut!
Here's a good one, Old Men's Room. Today I turned 30. If not too much trouble, can I please get a big old bong rip followed by one of Miles' inspirational quotes? Thanks, guys. That from Mike Lyles. All right, Mike, here you go. Remember, life can often be like Teflon, where some things can't touch you. Other times, it's like a sponge, and you are way too much like porous. Energy chorus. Energy chorus. That's a little inside.
That is tailored for Mike.
Energy
you even get that? Yeah.
Energy chorus. Hello, my name is Dora. I'm turning 35 years old today. I appreciate a Suck It Up Cupcake and the Dirty Germans talking about me having to bake my own cake and staying at home this year since the state is in quarantine. You guys are awesome. Sincerely, from Dora.
So, Suck It Up Cupcake!
Yeah, I do not feel so bad about having to bake a cake. I will frost it for you.
Ja, du kannst ruhig deinen eigenen Kuchen backen und in Quarantäne sitzen.
That was close. Guys, today's my birthday. While we are all forced to stay at home and observe the social distancing, there are only three things I'd like for my 52nd birthday. 100 chairs of At Rock Out ALS songwriting contest, a rough draft performance of any songs you might be working on, even if I just get a hook. They're doing a little songwriting contest.
Ah, okay.
Exchanging
I see.
Things there in the music community. A shout out on the Men's Room radio show. That would make my day. Give Brad your penis is too small since he's 52 years old. All right, guys, here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yas, the Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweineflash.
I have a couple extras.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do. Subject air fryer.
Oh, yeah, bring it on.
Guy's been listening on the podcast about how awesome an air fryer is.
Oh,
well,
man.
Me and my girlfriend have been looking into buying one, but with some models using no oil and some using a little and prices varying from $40 to $140, mm-hmm. we don't know which one will give us the best product. So, Miles and Thrill, if you guys know what brand you have or which one it is and can help out with our decision, that would be great. Thanks, guys. That from Garrett.
How about Miles now? Miles is not upgraded to the world of air fryers, but mine is a Cuisinart. Probably about $120 maybe. And I responded to them earlier, man. It worth every dime. Worth every single dime. Crispy chicken wings, Miles.
Okay.
I mean, we are talking restaurant quality crispness.
Yeah, man, you can buy one anywhere from $100 or about, I think if you buy a good one, they look like they're about $100. Because the Cuisinart's $100.
That's the one I got. All right, that's the one I got.
Those are good. All okay. Right. Wiping outdoors is the subject. Guys, you missed one of the best natural toilet papers, at least if you're on the East Coast.
Oh, okay.
Moose maple leaves. Large, soft, and your fingers aren't likely to poke through. Came in very handy when we did a 3-week canoe trip on the Allegash River back in the 70s. So moose maple leaves, if you're on the East Coast.
Yeah, we had a list of natural toilet paper. Corn cobs, a lamb's ear, old man's mm-hmm. beard, moss, apparently, that's the go-to.
I was bitching about how my baked chicken wings the other night were okay, but they weren't that great.
An air fryer, yeah.
Because I don't have an air fryer, right?
Yeah.
So I had to bake them. This one is a baked chicken wings, guys. Next time you bake your chicken wings, give it about 30 minutes before you bake them. Do whatever you're going to do. Season them, breading-wise, do whatever. Then on a sheet pan with a raised grate, lightly dust them with baking powder and let them dry in the fridge for 30 minutes. The baking powder helps pull out the fat render, so the chicken skin on the outside will be crispy. Don't do it too much as it will affect the flavor. It's not the same as fried, but it is way better than regular baked. That from Sam the Fishman.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less?
Yay! Time for who sucks less? Stephen Crowe Hill, each and every week you bring us three stories from the news. All of them suck to some degree, but it's up to us to determine which of these three stories, in fact, suck the least. Now, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook, or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yeah, and this week, like pretty much every freaking day for the last 2 months, all the stories have to do with the coronavirus, COVID-19, etc. And in this case, look, most people are taking it seriously. A lot of people are not taking it seriously. And for those people that aren't, they're not. Some people say, man, maybe you're overreacting. Maybe. But one thing we do know is that the spread rate of it, that's not something that you can really quit. Fatality rate, that goes back and forth. But the spread rate. So these people apparently didn't get that memo. All right. So social distancing is all the rage right now. Here's your three stories. Let's start with Liberty University. If you're not familiar with Liberty University, it's located in Virginia. The president of the school is Jerry Falwell Jr., who worked very hard to be the son of Jerry Falwell Sr., take dad's money, and continue a scam. And in this case, more than 1,100 students returned to school following spring break. This according to a spokesman for the university. Falwell said, hey, man, I met with many of them, at least one professor at the university. He has criticized the move, writing in an op-ed that Falwell lacks concern about the pandemic, puts faculty, staff, and others in the city of Lynchburg at risk. All right, so it's not just the students. They're going to pass it back and forth. Make no mistake about this. But then they go out through the city. Maybe he doesn't watch the news. I don't know. But he's just not worried about it. But the private evangelical Christian university has about 100,000 students.
Wow.
100,000 students.
That's a lot of kids.
That is a lot of kids. So 1,100 of them, right, they are back in school. Now, the students returned on the same day that Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, he announced that all K through 12 schools in the state would remain closed for the rest of the school year. Keep in mind, their governor is also a doctor. He said the closures are necessary to slow the spread of the violence of the virus. So just keep in mind, the governor is a doctor, so I'm sure nothing about this situation is difficult to understand, but he probably has a different level of insight. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he closed down the schools. Falwell's like, nah, come on back, kids. I don't care about you. Now let's go to New Jersey. I don't know why people do these things, but people do these things. In this case, a New Jersey man described as, now kids, you might want to plug your ears for this, described as a knucklehead by New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. He's facing charges after coughing on a supermarket worker. The thing is, he did it on purpose. Now, authorities say that after the employee expressed concern that George Falcone was standing too close to her at a display of prepared foods, he moved even closer. Then on purpose, he coughed, then laughed and said he was infected with coronavirus. He also told two other employees at the store that they were, quote, lucky to have jobs. Well, that's true. But anyway, a police detective working security at the store, he refused to let this guy leave until he'd identified himself. Well, now Falcone, who's 50 years old, by the way, not a 19-year-old kid, a 50-year-old man. He's been charged with making terroristic threats, harassment, and obstruction. New Jersey Attorney General there says authorities will respond swiftly and strongly whenever someone commits that kind of criminal offense right now.
Yeah, so basically he's just charged with being an idiot.
That, more or less. We don't have
he called him a knucklehead, but...
Right.
I'll cough in your face at a Wegmans.
Don't be a knucklehead. Now we go to Missouri, where, and another bizarre twist, coronavirus stories. This situation developed on the Missouri side of Warrenton, they say. That's basically Kansas's way of saying, no, that was not us. When a man was arrested after he licked a row of deodorant sticks at a Walmart, but the good news is he shared the video on social media. Well, the police department arrested the man quickly, and charges are now pending. Police and other law enforcement, they'll take this situation seriously, just like they said in the other states. So it's a reminder for others in the immediate area to refrain from these types of actions. Basically, what they're saying is, hey, try not to lick the deodorant displays at Walmart. Anyway, police explain what happened with the following statements. A local resident who took a video of themselves licking the merchandise after making a coronavirus statement at Walmart and posting it on social media has been taken into custody. Charges will be pending through the Warren County Prosecuting Attorney's Office. They said the video of the guy, well, gained national and international attention. The police department received numerous comments about the video. Feedback came as far away as the Netherlands, Ireland, the UK. People went, why in the hell would you do that? So, it's coronavirus madness right now. You have Liberty University of Virginia. Look, the governor, who is a doctor there, said, look, we're canceling academic schools K through 12 for the rest of the year. That same day, they're like, come on back to college where you're all in close proximity. We have the knucklehead in New Jersey who decided to announce that he has coronavirus and then cough on an employee at a supermarket because she made the comment he was too close. And then finally, the guy in Missouri, who I cannot explain, but he's licking the deodorant at Walmart.
And that's basically how it's transmitted through the air, through breathing and everything else.
But
saliva
is the most
is the thing on that. As far as Liberty University, I'm assuming that this is voluntary. In other words, if you choose not to come back, you still have an option of doing online classes or getting a refund on
maybe,
the semester.
I don't know.
Or is it you have to go back if you started the class?
Well, faculty has to go back. So the students, that's up to them.
To me, might be the worst because you're putting so many people at risk.
Just the number of people, sure.
The number of people, even if they just come back to the town of Lynchburg.
Sure.
So, you know, that's infecting that entire town.
A lot of them have been out of town, is the thing.
Oh, boy. I'm going to go with a guy who sucks the least in New Jersey simply because it was one-on-one. Not that that makes a difference, but as far as the spread of this, not that that person who he could have had it and given it to somebody else, 14 other people could be infected.
Or how
that
works.
But when it's by the thousands, or, you know what?
See, I think deodorant liquor. Only because.
What was the brand?
Only because. One, I don't know, but only because you posted it on social media. It would be worse, I think, if they said, hey, we found this video on Closed Circuit TV from a week ago. Because then you don't know if you bought the deodorant. But all that stuff was gotten rid of. So he's a moron, but any merchandise.
It all seems tongue in cheek until something happens. The guy who was the Instagram influencer, who followed along with the woman who licked the toilet seat in the airplane.
So what, he licked the toilet seat?
He put up an identical video of him doing the challenge.
Yeah.
And he's got it, and he's in the hospital, and he's on a respirator.
Yeah, look, it's a self-correcting problem. I'm not arguing that, but sometimes you have to help dumb people from hurting themselves.
Yeah. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook, Billy says, I'll go with the Liberty University story to pull from Star Wars. Who's the more foolish, the fool or the fool who follows?
Don't get deep on us.
Debate continues. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook, or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live in Who Sucks Less. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Oh, yes. In just 6 minutes, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right. Two YouTubers named Justin and Andrew bought a ton of toilet paper in October for a video where they made a giant fort with it. Now, they posted a follow-up video after giving it all away to random people out on the street. I actually heard a clip earlier today. They made a lot of people's days with that one.
Nice. Yeah. People want to wipe their ass.
They do.
If we ever doubted that, let all that doubt go away.
And I put on a different roll than I normally buy because it was all that was available.
Is it better quality or worse?
It was toilet paper.
Yeah. Did it feel like you were playing an away game, Miles?
It felt like, yes, very much so. It was not the same level of comfort that I'm used to. I'm just going to have to sacrifice in these times.
Sensitive ass.
Yeah.
Kind of like when you go to your team's home game, but it's full of the other team's fans. It was fine. It was fine. It's just, you know.
It was noticeable.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, I mean, like, you know, you can go get a steak at a real nice steakhouse.
Right.
Or you can go to a buffet and get one.
It's a steak.
Steak.
Neighbors in Milwaukee put on a bunch of inflatable T-Rex costumes and organized a dinosaur parade the other day. They stayed 6 feet away at all times and marched through the town to cheer people up, especially kids.
Okay. No, only kids.
Nobody else wanted to be there.
I mean, listen, if you dress like a dinosaur and start a parade, I assume this is for my children, not so much for me.
It's also a good excuse to put that bad boy on.
Bad to say. I don't know, man. Social media has blown up that T-Rex inflatable costume.
Well, that's the one you can wear anytime now.
Right. So
a lot of people are on lockdown, so a lot of the videos coming out are in Europe where you're not allowed to leave the house.
Yeah.
And there's people in T-Rex costumes running out real quick and putting the trash out and running back inside so they can't be identified.
And then getting busted and be fined and sent to jail.
Seriously.
Incognito.
So if I rob a bank, I'm going to be dressed as a dinosaur.
Ooh, T-Rex is recycling, it appears.
Many parades where people drive by and their cars are really taking off as well. And an elementary school principal in California helped organize a big one to cheer up a 5-year-old kid after his birthday party got canceled.
All right. Well, there's something decent.
You know, we think about all the people that are having a hard time with their March birthdays. We don't actually start thinking about the kids that are all going through their March birthdays at this point. So it's kind of a bummer for them as well. The Eiffel Tower has been closed to tourists for a few weeks now, but it's lit up at night and sparkles for 10 minutes every evening to honor healthcare workers.
Okay. Maybe like, I don't know, maybe an hour-long break, but thank you for the sparkly tower.
Until this point, though, did they know that the sparkles were for them?
Right. If you don't tell someone that a sparkly Eiffel Tower is for them, do they just assume?
Exactly. Thank you. More and more businesses are stepping up in big ways. Lowe's is donating $10 million worth of protective gear. Ford and 3M are working together on a new respirator that uses repurposed car parts. And Intel just announced that it's donating 1 million protective items like masks and gloves that they had in storage.
When you put them on, it makes that noise. Like with the Intel inside.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, these must be from, I'll be damned, Intel. A company in upstate New York that makes 3D printers came up with a simple plastic face guard that hospitals can print out and snap together.
Excellent.
They posted the instructions for free, and they've been downloaded thousands of times already.
Good. Good, 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 man.
Very good.
The Sikh Center of New York has now given out more than 30,000 home-cooked meals to people in isolation.
I hope it's a good cook. Again, let's go back to my mom. People will be like, what did I do for this?
BuzzFeed posted a video roundup of teachers being goofy and keeping students entertained during online classes. One professor told his students that they're in good hands, and he's used to the camera because he was an extra in Dirty Dancing.
Wow, he shared that info, huh?
Was he?
Would you lie about that? If you're to tell a lie, if you're going to waste your time to tell a lie.
They don't even know what Dirty Dancing is.
Right. And if you know what it is, it's still uncool. So, like, why? I'm saying he's telling the truth. Oh, my God, you were an extra in Dirty Dancing?
Because if that's his only claim to fame, he's going to throw that all over the place.
Right.
There are more and more ways to keep your kids busy and entertained. For example, an art studio in Ohio called McHarper Manor is now offering free online art classes to kids all over the world.
That's very cool.
World.
Give them something to do.
Yeah. And a lot of kids can use the help.
A lady in Indiana brought her 89-year-old neighbor some groceries the other day and noticed that she didn't look well. But instead of keeping her distance, she laid her on the couch and called 911. And it turned out that the woman didn't have the... She was having a heart attack, and the neighbor saved her life.
Okay.
And I didn't have my laptop open, so guess what my top story is.
No idea.
We're just going to guess.
You're going to find out 1 hour from now.
Let's get a contestant online for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999-HOLA.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.